Okay, Mr. DeLuca, you want to just tell me exactly what happened?
Sure. Unless I'm keeping you from something.
It's okay.
Thank you. Well, let's see. I was on my way to the Jewish Home and Hospital for the Aged. I always go there on Wednesdays.
Oh?
I'm a volunteer. I read poetry to the old and the ill.
Ah, that's nice. Okay.
Well, anyway, I was just about ready to catch my bus when I saw this woman lying face down on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So I run over there just as fast as my wooden leg would carry me. And I knelt down beside her, and I asked her if there was something I could do.
And?
And she says, sure. Then she grabs me in a headlock, starts biting my ear. The next thing I know, her and these two big guys are going through my pockets. And they kicked me in the ribs a couple of times and ran away. They even broke my reading glasses.
God, I'm really sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I mean, better me than somebody less fortunate, you know?
Right. Look, why don't you just sit there and, you know, try and make yourself comfortable. I'll get you a cup of coffee.
I don't want to put you out.
That's okay. I don't mind.
But I'm being a bother.
It's okay. Look, I want a cup.
And I'll get it.
Hey! I'll get it.
But it's all the way
I'll
over there.
I'll manage!
Well, it's a bit suspicious when the whole family just disappears like that, but... lady, look, there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, sure, yes, we will keep an eye out for him.
Right, bye.
Somebody missing? The Waltons. Somebody wanted to know what happened to him.
I think the mother's a nurse now.
I'll have to check it out.
Marginal mail call. Just a bunch of junk.
Appreciate it.
That's what I'm here for. Here you go, Sergeant.
Thank you, Carl.
I read the book.
Morning,
sir.
Morning, alarm just went off. Office building on 5th.
Oh, sir, I'm available.
I think was you. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm Perlita Aguilar. From the Philippines.
Okay.
They told me downstairs that Frank might be up here.
Frank who?
Frank Kluger.
What'd you want to see him for?
We're supposed to get married.
She was coming.
I don't know. I mean, he went through that mail order bride thing, 6 months ago. I thought he forgot about the whole thing.
Oh, did you?
Well, I mean, we went through the magazines together. I picked her out, among others. I wrote all the letters. I can't imagine you would make a decision like this without checking with me.
But, Carly, he didn't get her for you.
It's free now. I straightened it a little.
Well, that really wasn't necessary.
Oh?
I left a message with the inspector, Frank.
Oh.
He should be here momentarily.
Thank you.
He was expecting you, wasn't he?
I think so.
I'm telling you, I didn't steal nothing.
Double negative?
Okay, I'm colloquial, so sue me.
What have we got here?
This is Vincent Bryson.
And you are?
What happened?
The lure shark?
What happened?
We got to the building here. We caught Vinny here sneaking out the back, trying to cart off a video recorder, two electric typewriters, and this bust of Einstein.
Yeah, he's a snob like all the rest of them.
All the rest of whom?
Mensons.
Mensons?
Yeah, we caught Vinny ransacking the Mensa office.
Mensa? Oh, that's,
It's basically an organization that caters to people with an IQ in the top 2%.
Right.
Sort of a social club for geniuses.
What's the matter? You got something against smart people?
I'm a member.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, he is, Spartan.
Huh?
Yeah, he had this on him. It says he's a member in good standing.
Until now.
You think this is funny?
No. No, I was making a point. See, I joined Mensa because I thought I could find people like me there. People I could talk to.
And?
They told me to wise up.
That's funny.
Sure. Make jokes. Look, simple guys like you don't understand how frustrating it is to zip through the Sunday crossword like it was nothing. To always know how the movie's gonna turn out. I can't have a simple conversation with somebody. I just get bored.
Oh, Joe, take a step.
Okay, smart guy. Sit down.
So what'd you do, teach yourself English on a plane?
No. We were taught English in the school. And also, for 10 years, I worked outside of Manila at Clark Air Force Base.
Bombardier?
No. I worked in the snack bar as a cashier.
Uh-huh. Gee, that's surprising. Nice girl like you. How come you didn't marry a young flyboy?
Oh, I had many proposals, but marriage was never mentioned.
Oh. How about that Ali Frazier fight, huh?
I mean, the thing is, like, I was really happy back in grade school, you know, hanging out with the guys, cutting assembly, smoking in the boys' room. I had a ball.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then they go and they give me this stupid test. Next thing I know, I'm a junior at Columbia. Mathematics. I was 12.
Tough break.
You're damn right. No more friends. Strangers pointing at me in the cafeteria. Sorority girls patting me on the head? The freak.
Inside.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I'm off for my doctorate, right? I'm maybe halfway through a thesis in theoretical telemetry. I said, the hell with this. I packed my bags, got on my bicycle, knocked off a liquor store, and I never looked back.
You know, it took me 3 years to pass a stupid sergeant's exam.
Really? Wow. That's great.
Hold it, Mabel. Don't set the table. Frankie Luke is at the plate. And we're going into extra innings.
Well, Inspector, you ready to hit a home run?
How's it going, huh? Dead? Well,
sucker.
Lower, why ain't it?
Frank? It's very nice to meet you, Frank.
Likewise, I'm sure. Your office, Bond? I shall return. Well, Bonnie?
What do you mean, well? Well, I got your message. You wanted to see me.
Yes, about Miss Avila.
Who?
Oh, sweet Lilani. What did she have to say for herself?
Inspector.
She town for the boat show?
You did send for her.
Not in the classic sense, Bonnie. I sent her one lousy postcard. Picture the Chrysler Building, scribble a little note on it. Thanks for your letters. The weather here's fine. If you ever get in this neck of the woods, look me up. Maybe we'll get married. Good God.
There's only one to it. That's all.
Well, I did apply for one of them sweetheart visa permits, you know, whatever they call them, Barney. And then in a weak moment, I may have signed some gobbledygook immigration papers that they stuck under my nose as I'm walking out the door. But I figured all that junk, Barney, you know, I'd probably get lost on a junk.
You did send.
I was only being polite, Bon.
You got a hell of a way of showing it. That woman just traveled 10,000 miles on the basis of your proposal. She's been sitting out in that squad room, stuck all morning, waiting to see you. All right. Starting to get cold feet? Fine. We can deal with that. But you cannot avoid the issue by hiding in here.
You're absolutely right, Bob. I'll be downstairs.
Inspector!
I don't want to get mixed up in these domestic squabbles.
Inspector,
you get rid of the box. Nice. Hey, gotta run.
Captain?
Miss Avila.
Is something wrong?
No. The inspector just remembered something he had to do. Downstairs. Policeman.
I see. Is he coming back?
Of course. Why shouldn't he?
Well, perhaps I should leave.
No. Please, I promise you he'll be back momentarily.
He will? Maybe I'll leave.
Why don't you do what you can to make Miss Avila feel comfortable? Some coffee, tea, a magazine?
I feel like I'm still on the plane.
Smoking, non-smoking? I guess some tea.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
I'm Norman. I have 17 foster children.
Hey.
Yeah, can I help you?
I'm William Dietz. Uh-huh. Mensa.
Stanley Wojciechowicz. Moron.
At any rate, they inform me downstairs that you're holding our Mr. Bryson here.
Yeah, it's him over there in the cage.
My, the poor fellow looks like he's on exhibit.
Well, it's free.
Hello, Vincent.
Baldy.
Yes. Anyway, I was relaxing at my desk, thumbing through the Rosetta Stone, when I heard the disturbing news that you had pillaged our little club and made off with some rather valuable property.
Yeah. So?
Mr. Dietz, I'm Captain Miller.
Captain, I must say that I am quite displeased with your treatment of Mr. Bryson here.
I assume you're aware that Mr. Bryson was arrested for burglarizing the offices of your organization?
Yes. If I could just have a word with Mr. Bryson. In private.
Certainly.
Thank you. Anyway, Vincent, the thing I don't quite understand, so to speak, is why you chose to steal from us.
Why not?
Yes, but we're your own kind. I must say that I feel a little bit betrayed.
Don't take it personal. I steal from everybody.
Vincent, we are hardly everybody.
Yeah.
No, listen, listen, the sole purpose of Mensa is to bring people like us together as intellectual equals, huh? A select group of minds melded into a magnificent cerebral mass which can hurtle its way across the horizon of knowledge up to the very edge of esoterica.
I just wanted to talk about broads.
Excuse me. Would you like a Tootsie Roll?
No, thank you.
I always keep a handful in my pocket, you know, for the kids who come into my shop.
Yeah?
I fix toys.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So anyway, I've been noticing you sitting here all day alone. And I figure maybe you're feeling a little bit sad, huh? I mean, what with coming all the way over and not knowing exactly what's going on and all. Well, I just want to say that if things don't work out exactly like you planned, and if it isn't too much of an inconvenience, then I'll marry you.
I'm flattered that you offered, Norman, but I'm afraid I've already made a commitment to Frank.
Sure. I understand. No problem.
Boy.
Anyway, I must say that having evaluated the pedestrian lifestyle you've embraced, you know, skulking down dark alleyways, climbing out of windows with your little sack, allowing yourself to victimize people who hardly merit your attention. Well, I must say, I find the whole nasty business quite disheartening.
Who cares?
I care. I do, Vincent. I want to help you. I want to help you to cultivate your potential, to groom you for achievement, to mold you into someone people admire and respect.
Mm-hmm.
Like me. After all, you know, I did found a booming investment firm. I'm highly regarded on the lecture circuit. Anthropology. I have a townhouse in the city. I have an estate in Vermont, Geneva. I have a beautiful, intelligent wife, Ruth.
Ruth?
You've heard of her, then? Oh, of course, you must have seen her, the blonde in the Maserati. One who likes her men young and dumb. Construction workers, bartenders, hockey players. Cops?
Sarge.
Okay, so maybe I don't have bulging biceps or a swarthy complexion. Maybe I do lack a certain animal magnetism or handful upon handful of dark, wavy hair.
Mr. Dietz.
Well, grass doesn't grow on a busy street, Buster. Sorry.
Mr. Dietz, you want to step over here and sign a complaint?
Actually, I think that we are better equipped to deal with Mr. Bryson than the penal system as it is currently constituted.
So what? You're saying you're not going to press charges?
No. Providing that Mr. Bryson agrees to return with me to Mensa and attend a few of my personality workshops.
I'll pass.
Get that from Ruth. Vincent. Are you going to allow me to walk right out of here and to leave you in the custody of these... Well, you know what they are.
Yeah, I do. I'd rather be here.
Thank you.
Fine.
Mr. Dietz, would you mind having a seat at my desk for a minute? You got a chance to walk out of here a free man. You're doing a stupid thing.
Well, it's a start.
back. Well, thanks, Toots. So you're still here, huh?
There was nowhere else to go.
Oh, yeah, right.
Inspector!
Bonnie?
Did you want to see me?
No.
Oh. Gentlemen, it's about checkout time.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
We were just leaving.
Yes,
we were.
Yep.
Come on,
Vinny.
One sec. Come on.
Couldn't help it.
Run. Good luck.
You certainly have a way with people, Frank.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I was beginning to think you weren't coming back. I almost left.
I guess I saved your trip, huh? Well, no, actually, I got to thinking, and I figured that, I owe you an apology for my rude behavior before and all.
That isn't really necessary.
Oh, no?
I mean, if you find me unattractive, if I'm just not what you're looking for in a wife, then just tell me.
Oh, no.
I'll understand.
Oh, no, you look fine.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, a little young, maybe. You're not too tall, but healthier than I had planned.
I sent you my photograph.
Oh, yeah, but I figured that was a picture of maybe your great-granddaughter or Mrs. Marcus or one of the local banana crates, somebody.
That's a really nice thing to say, Frank.
Yes, isn't it? Oh, look, but don't go getting any ideas about, people throwing the rice and old shoes yet. I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh?
No. If it could last 30, 40 years, I've been pretty much on my own. I go and come when I please, in and out of my little one-room apartment. Quiet dinners at the Horn and Hard Art, taking a movie now and then. An occasional burlesque show. Simple plot expression. So it's pretty hard to give up all that good stuff.
Then why did you send for me?
Because I'm lonely.
Me too.
You too? Okay. Now what?
I'm a little hungry.
Hungry? Well, that's no problem. There's a vending machine downstairs in the locker room, huh? No, I'm just kidding. And what do you say? We'll go out, find a nice little spot, put on a feed bag, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll get you back. There's just one other thing I think I ought to mention before we go any further. We'll go out and have a nice dinner, but after that, I can't promise any dancing. Know what I mean? Okay. After you, Miss...
Perlita.
Perlita. Perlita Luger.
Everything work out?